adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, November 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This a segment brought to you by the Presque County Republican Committee. They are a local county party for the Republicans in Presque. They have a great chairman, Bob Bretzky, Monica Jasinski, other members there. Very well organized. Very successful. A couple of Reagan Day dinners that they've done back-to-back to raise a lot of money for their candidates. Out of all the people running in Presque Isle County, they took the time to vet them, look at them, and made their choice recommendations to people who live in Presque Isle County Onaway School Board. They've endorsed candidates. They've put a flyer together. If you live in Presque Isle or know somebody who does, text me PI. Presque Isle, I'll send you the flyer. You can share it with them. Tell them who to vote for tomorrow, Election Day. It's finally here. 9 days of early voting is over, ended yesterday at 5 p.m. Now we're heading into Election Day. Polls open at 7, close at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Also, if you know somebody who lives in the Onaway School District there in Presque Isle County, text me Onaway. Onaway will get you the 6 members that they would like to see elected to be on the school board. Little acronym that we came up with was Black Pepper. You've heard the commercials making it easy for you to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. 6 concerned parents that want to work together to provide better leadership for the school, the school district, for the kids, absolutely for the community. So if you know somebody who lives in Onaway, text me Onaway. Or if you know people that live outside of Onaway in Presque Isle County, text me PI, and I will send you the information. Kind of interesting development over the weekend. We're going to talk about it briefly in the next segment. And today will be the last day for waving flags and waving to cars. 4 o'clock, a bunch of good patriots are doing it down at the hole in Petoskey. 4 o'clock. Pastor Chadfield, Tom Banks, others put this little text message group together. Please join them in Petoskey. 4 o'clock. Meanwhile, we'll be in Elk Rapids here in Antrim County. Sherry Hogan, Corky Crimmins, Willie will be there waving to the folks with signs. If you know of other sign wavings that are happening today, text them to my phone, 231-360-5140. We'll mention them, promote them throughout the show today. This is the last show before election polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Today's show right now will be repeating tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then our last election day show will start at 9 o'clock tomorrow, Tuesday, November 5th. So lots of information for you today. Again, PI for Presque Hill, Onaway for Onaway School Board. Flag waving at the hole in downtown Petoskey there at the light, 4 o'clock. If you're in Antrim County area, stop by and visit with us. We'll be on US 31 there by the Chamber of Commerce's Swan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Hill County Republican Committee.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Monday, day before Election Day. Had a kind of an interesting weekend. Miss Vicky was downstate in Saginaw scrapbooking with our daughter, Tina. They do this every year at this one bed and breakfast. It's kind of their mom and daughter weekend that they spend together, putting together family photos and putting these pages together. She spends a ton of time paper cutting and stamping and pressing and coming up with all these heirlooms that will be given to our kids and grandkids. Saturday, I had plans to basically take the day off from the campaign. It was raining and ucky out was the forecast. So I decided to take a me day. Have you ever had one of those where you just take a day and say, this is my day? My day. So I scheduled a massage physical therapy on my shoulder and hip massage down in Traverse City. After, went and had a light lunch, made it over to the AMC theater to see the new movie that Dallas Jenkins, he's the director, producer of the TV series that Vicky and I love called The Chosen. If you've never seen it, I highly recommend it. You have time to get caught up on the first four seasons because season five is in the final stages of production and will be coming out in April, probably around Easter time, I'm guessing, of 2025. Well, as a little side project, something he's been wanting to do for over 20 years, it was get the rights to make the movie from the book, The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever. Well, he had a special sneak preview of it in the theaters through Lionsgate on Saturday, 4 o'clock in Traverse City. And part of the special sneak preview, he showed a snippet, not fully polished, sound-affected, colorized, perfected clip of the Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples. This is the entire season five is dedicated to Jesus entering Jerusalem per the Bible, how he was treated on Palm Sunday, how he was treated, how he was tried and crucified, died and rose from the dead. This is the Holy Week. Just the Holy Week is the entire season five. And I believe, of course, the Last Supper prior to the trial and crucifixion, which will be season six, they showed a snippet of them sitting together at the Last Supper. Then the movie started. And I had never heard about this book. I didn't know anything about it. Many of you may know about it. The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever. I guess it was a children's book. Came out 20, 30 years ago. Maybe even earlier than that. And Dallas Jenkins read it to their kids when they were growing up. Fell in love with the book. Said this was a goal of his. He wanted to someday make this book into a movie. Well, it's coming out to the big screen this Friday. This Friday, after the election, November 8th. Saturday, November 9th. And will run probably as long as demand makes it stay at the theaters. A lot of people are telling others about it. If you want to take your family, and this is a really good family movie. This is a fantastic family movie. I highly recommend it. Take your kids, take your grandkids, go to the movie this weekend, Friday, Saturday, whenever you can do it, and go see the best Christmas pageant ever. Produced, directed by Dallas Jenkins of The Chosen. I got myself a large buttered popcorn, had my MAGA water with me, sat up in the bleed seats all by myself. And one little warning, you definitely want to bring some Kleenex for the end of the movie. Not going to spoil it, but you definitely, definitely, definitely want to bring some Kleenex. It was a good thing I was by myself because I got to admit it, I was crying. A lot of people, everybody in the theater was crying, laughing throughout the movie. Some of the lines are just hilarious. Some of the things in this movie is just totally hilarious. You're going to laugh. You're going to reflect. And then at the end, you will be touched. So go see the greatest Christmas pageant ever. And you know, it happened before the election, while we're in the campaign, but it was raining out. It was ucky out. It was like, you know what? I'm taking the day off. Because at this point in time, this whole thing is in God's hands. We have done everything we could do. We've run the ads in the newspapers. We've mailed the mailers. We've done the text messaging. We've chased the absentee ballots. We did a mailer to the entire county. We have put up signs all over Antrim County. We are done. I got a call during the break. Our signs have been vandalized. Trump signs been vandalized. They've been vandalized. And this is sad. This is a sad state of affairs that this is how the left chooses to operate. That was Saturday. But the day before, when I got off the microphone here on Friday at noon, I had announced that I was going to be over at a rally, a sign waving to the cars rally in Bel Air, Michigan. I said I hope to be there about 1 o'clock. I actually didn't get there until almost 2:33 because I had some issues in the studio that we had to take care of. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting because as I arrived, there was a bunch of our volunteers there. Sherry Hogan and Corky and Carla Bart and all these folks were there. Paul, everybody was there. Had the Trump signs, had the Victoria Bishop signs for county clerk, had Vote Republican signs, had the Trump issue signs. It was a great little rally on the corner that Sherry organized from the used car lot that's no longer there. She knew the owner. He gave her permission. It was a great day. I pulled in, and I noticed that there was an Antrim County Sheriff's car there. I thought maybe he was there to, you know, kind of keep the peace and make sure nothing happened and no confrontations between the people driving by and the people waving the signs and et cetera, et cetera. Got out of my car, gave them some additional signs, some wires, and the deputy got out of his car and approached me. I know this guy. He's a deputy sheriff. No problem. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? I'm sorry, Randy, but I got to do my job. I have to serve you some papers. I'm like, okay. You caught me. I'm here. You know who I am. I know who you are. Go ahead and do your job. Well, on Friday afternoon, November 1st, roughly at about 3 o'clock, I was served a lawsuit personally and also listed on the lawsuit as a defendant, not only myself individually, but this radio station. And I looked at the paperwork, and the plaintiff on it is Thomas Moran and Moran Iron Works, Incorporated, a Michigan corporation. So just so you guys are made aware, myself, this show, and the radio station has been sued by Tom Moran and his company. So, if any of you heard Tom Moran say the things that he said at the Reagan Day dinner back, I believe it was June of 2023. If any of you heard him at that Reagan Day dinner say the things that he said that I recited on this radio station, text me and let me know that you heard it, because I need to put you on our witness list. We are going to hire an attorney to defend ourselves. And also, I believe, after talking with my attorney, we are going to countersue. And I'm going to need to depose you guys as witnesses as to what he said in person at that Reagan Day dinner. And if you heard what I said on the radio. If you didn't hear what I said on the radio, that's fine. But I have been served a lawsuit. So to the folks of Onaway, that small community, I just wanted you to know that this is what Tom Moran has done against me, this show, and our radio station. Those are the facts. I was served by an Antrim County Sheriff Deputy 3 o'clock on Friday in Bel Air. Just wanted you to be aware of it. And I will be reaching out to all of you, be putting you on our witness list, and we will fight this lawsuit in court. So that's the facts. Those are the facts. That's the information. And I just wanted you to be aware of it. After the sheriff deputy served me the papers, I could not believe the response to the people driving by in Bel Air, Michigan. Now, Bel Air, you have to understand, folks, is a very somewhat moderate liberal town in Antrim County. It is the main location of the county seat. It is the county seat. It's where the county building's located, the courthouse, the sheriff's office, the jail. It's all there in downtown Bel Air. We were about, not even a half a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile east, right on M88, the curve there next to the subway. The amount of support, the horn blowing, the waving, the thumbs up, a couple of semis went by blowing their air horns. It was a fantastic event. And I want to thank Sherry Hogan and Corky and Carla Bart, everybody that was there. Paul, I can't even mention all of you that were there. It was a fantastic event, and they passed out a lot of signs, a lot of Trump signs, a lot of vote Republican signs. It was a great event. Well, we're going to have another one in Petoskey today at 4 o'clock at the Hole, downtown Petoskey. And we're going to do another one in Elk Rapids on US 31, just south of the light, right there near the Chamber of Commerce office. So greatly appreciate if you go out and support them in Petoskey at 4 o'clock. And if you're in the Antrim County area or going to be going down 31 from Charlevoix, maybe on your way to Traverse City, stop by and say hi. Get your picture taken with all of us patriots that will be out there. Rain or shine, we're going to be there until probably dark. Which now with daylight savings change, man, I couldn't believe how early it was when it got dark out yesterday. What, 5:30?